Hey, Erica.
I'm going out to the store to
grab some sugar. You need anything?
I think I'm all set, Stefan. Thanks.
All right, I'm heading out. What?
What if every time you needed to eat, or every time you went out on a date to find a mate, you had to hopscotch traffic? No stoplights, no way to communicate, you're crossing. Just go and hope you make it. For wildlife, this is a reality.
Whew, whoa, gotta be a better way to do this. Like, a crosswalk for wildlife? I mean, those flashing signs that deer are in the area clearly aren't working.
No, they're not. Every year, I-70 claims the lives of over 300 animals in Colorado alone. And the cost of all this cleanup, removing roadkill, hospital bills if you survive a collision with wildlife, all that kind of stuff, it's adding up to over $8 billion a year to the American taxpayer.
I can think of so many other things we could do in this country with that kind of change. So, you've got some kind of answer to this, right?
Right, we do. And it's so simple. It's a wildlife bridge. On I-70, we've identified the perfect place to do this. It's right around Vail Pass at mile marker 192.3. And what we want there is, yeah, a vegetated structure. Trees, grass, really, it would blend in with the landscape. It's just for these wild animals to get safe passage across I-70.
Well, that actually sounds really pretty, like the opening scene of Bambi or something like that.
Yeah, it would be really pretty. And even though the cost of the structure is in the millions, it would pay for itself in a matter of years. And the best thing is, it isn't just guesswork around this project. We know it will work.
How?
Colorado has already done it on State Highway 9, on the stretch of highway running north from Silverthorne to Kremling. Wildlife vehicle collisions have been reduced by nearly 90% since the wildlife crossing structures were completed in 2016.
That's incredibly impressive. This just seems to me like one of those things that we need to be demanding. Why wouldn't we get behind this kind of project?
We should all get behind this project. And today, we have a special guest who has spent a decade building the case for a wildlife bridge, the wizard of Wild I-70 herself, Rocky Mountain Wilds conservation biologist, Paige Singer.
Singer.
Right. Like an opera singer or a karaoke singer.
So Paige, these animals have been going to the same like supermarket and such for how long? Millennia?
Yeah, for as long as the history of those animals on the ground and then generations and generations. I mean, that's the really interesting thing is when you do build these structures is that you see generations of animals teaching.
How do you know that animals are using it? I mean, how do y'all keep track of that stuff?
So usually we use triggered cameras. We're part of a team doing research up on the wildlife structures on State Highway 9. And recently we caught a mom moose teaching her baby moose to go through an underpass under the roadway.
What does that feel like when you get a photo confirming that this thing that you've done to protect the animals is working?
It's fantastic.
When I'm thinking about these mitigations, is it just animals that use them? Or like what's the strangest thing that you've seen or the rarest thing that you've seen crossing?
The strangest thing I've seen so far in the 10 years that I've done wildlife camera monitoring is a guy running naked up on Vail Pass.
Okay, like au naturel, right?
Yeah, well, so, he had a shirt and shoes on.
Sorry. So he's Porky Pigging it.
Yes.
Or Donald Ducking it, depending on your preference. Wow.
Yeah.
So if a human being were fully naked on the pass, would they qualify as wildlife?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe we'd give them a pass.
Maybe give them a pass, depending on like if what their established habitat is. Okay. All right. So you've been doing this for 10 years.
Yes. I've in some form or another, not all on Vail Pass, but mostly all on I-70.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now that I realize I'm talking to one of the world's foremost experts in anything, I feel slightly underprepared. And now knowing that you're part of like a cadre of super prepared folks around I-70, now I have this image that you like live in some tower and preside over like houses of magical children who are trying to make our roads safe. I am very honored to be in your august presence. 10 years towards any one thing is no joke. And it it really shows just how much can be done and needs to be done, even with people thinking of I-70s being part of a habitat. Mm-hmm. And what we can do to protect it and in protecting it enrich our lives. So it's just really amazing to talk to somebody who's really put the time, love, and energy into it. So Paige, just tell us a bit, just tell me a little bit about you. Out of all the different species, if you were to be reincarnated, which species that lives around here would you most like to be reincarnated as?
I think I'd have to say the American Martin.
Mm.
I love the weasel species.
Ah.
They're feisty, they're curious.
So I'm just wondering, at the end of a day in the field, what is your go-to drink? How do you like to commemorate the end of a hard day?
If it's a chilly day, a rainy day, I'll go for a nice peppermint mocha.
All right.
If it's hot, I'll just do water and maybe get some French fries.
Okay. Well, let's do all of those at once.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you again, Paige.
Thank you.